We're now more than 2 weeks into Lent. For many abiding Roman Catholics, that means nearly another month without chocolate or cigarettes or text messaging. Some parishioners have given up a few features of modern technology to fulfill the vow of abstinence during Lent. Father James Martin is an associate editor of America, a Catholic weekly magazine. He joins us from studios in Carnegie Hall in New York. Jim, thanks very much for being back with us.
My pleasure.
And what can you tell us about this? Has it caught on some Catholics and others giving up technologies for Lent?
Well, among some. I mean, it's a couple bishops mostly that began in Italy starting to encourage people to give these things up. I think anything that prevents you from living a healthy whole life, if it's a sort of stumbling block, you should try to give it up. And, you know, I know some people that spend hours and hours on Facebook, so I think they think it's a little bit of an obsession. So maybe it's not such a bad idea.
So, as much as a preoccupation that, say, chocolate can be.
Yeah, I think Lent is usually seen as a time of giving up, and people sometimes sort of misunderstand that as giving up just for the sake of giving up, but it's really supposed to help you foster a sense of spiritual detachment from the things that hold you back. I often say it's sometimes easier for people to understand this in the Buddhist understanding of being detached, and when you say, you know, you're trying to be detached, they say, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. So it's not really just to kind of lead a miserable life. It's really to free you up.
Yeah. I mean, have you heard of anybody saying, forgive me, Father, for I have tweeted?
Not yet. I suppose it depends on what they've tweeted about.
Oh, well said. Mm-hmm. Now, I should know this. Forgive me for not knowing it, but thank you. All right. Did everyone hear that? I've been forgiven. I don't know about the rules for clergy. I mean, here, you're abstaining from everything already. Do you have to come
up
with...
Well, that's not exactly true. I'm abstaining from some things, but I mean, priests and sisters and brothers are Christians and human too. So, yeah. I mean, I've got things that I'd like to sort of be better at. But again, for Lent, I try to do something positive. So, for example, I'm trying to pray more, which actually is not going too well. You know, the Jesuit is supposed to be a contemplative in action. And sometimes if you're not careful, the active part can overwhelm the contemplative part. But really, that's the call for any Christian. I think one of the insights of these bishops that are talking about giving up technology is that people can get so wrapped up in this sort of virtual world that they really fail to connect with real people. So I think sometimes it's necessary to disconnect in order to connect with others and with God, maybe. So it's maybe not such a bad idea for people to consider.
Well, Jim, awfully nice connecting with you again.
Ditto.
Thank you. LOL. Father James Martin, an associate editor at America, the Catholic Weekly magazine, speaking with us from Carnegie Hall in New York. This is NPR News.